Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Yesterday, we talked about repentance. And I told you that we were going to be discussing different catalysts for repentance. And the first catalyst for repentance a lot of times in our lives is being convicted by the culture or being convicted by crowds. We are trying to keep up with the trends, and we are repenting from or turning away from those types of trends that are no longer culturally acceptable. This is called peer pressure, but it really is a type of or some small form of repentance. We stop doing something because it's no longer culturally acceptable, whether it be with the culture at large or even with our own little group of friends that we run with. So for instance, when you go off to college now, one of the first things they will do at orientation is ask you for your pronouns. And if you refuse to call other people by their preferred pronouns, but instead call them by biologically appropriate pronouns, then you will be deemed intolerant and disrespectful. Thus, peer pressure is being put on you to change your mind. And if you do, then you are in some ways repenting. You are changing your mind, changing your direction, because you've been convicted by the culture around you. This type of repentance happens all the time in 1,000 different ways. But being convicted by culture does not cut it when it comes to biblical repentance. Something greater is needed. But it is worth asking, is it not? Is my repentance being motivated in the past by the crowds around me, or has it been motivated by the word of the King? As you pray today, please remember BJ and Jill Sanders and their family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Afrikaan Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout South Africa.